Have you ever wondered what the person on the other side of the screen thinks of your home during a Zoom meeting? Until now, a lot of us haven't. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more on how interior designers and decorators are seeing more business, as well as some helpful tips from them on how to best present your Zoom room on screen.
2020 will forever be known as the year spent indoors and online. Virtual meetings, hangouts, and events played a huge part in staying connected with one another. And those extra hours cooped up at home sparked a desire for individuals to perform new renovations to their homes. Interior decorators and designers have experienced an uptick in business since the pandemic started. Cheryl Magnuson, owner of Majestic Interior Design in Bloomington, says that she believes the recent increase in business is coming from people spending their time at home more than anywhere else.
Everyone has been at home. They are in their rooms trying to make their offices look nice. They are trying to make their dining rooms into offices. And on top of that, people are redoing kitchens. We have never done so many kitchen and bath remodels because they're not traveling, right? Because they're not spending those large ticket items. They're like, this is the year we're going to put that backyard patio in or redo our kitchen or bathroom.
However, Magnuson also says the pandemic isn't a boon for interior decorating necessarily. COVID-19's impact on factories and production companies has led to less product becoming available.
Even working here in town with a local furniture store, it's been one of their best years ever. The thing is, it's so busy that they're really backed up. You have factories that have COVID shutdowns and requirements, restrictions. So everything's kind of slowed down in the industry as far as like getting product.
While doing things virtually and from the comfort of your home has its benefits, it also has its drawbacks. Communicating via screen has been known to create insecurities in individuals both about how they personally appear on camera, but also how their home appears. Melissa Phillips, design consultant at Bella Grove in Peoria, gives some advice on how to create the best presentation on camera.
Lighting is obviously important, and you want to have the lighting in front of you, not behind you. It's actually better if you sit kind of straight onto a wall. Don't have your camera shooting into a corner. Actually have a wall behind you. The main thing is really just to kind of get some kind of depth or dimension back there. So if you have a bookcase or some shelves or a fireplace, even, that will help give it some interest.
Kathy Crank, co-owner of Lippmann's Furniture and Interiors, says that soundproofing a room is also conducive for holding the best virtual meetings.
We would recommend you try to soundproof your room to a degree, which from an interior standpoint, a lot of the homes today have hard surfaces on the floor, whether it's wood or a vinyl of some sort. So you would put a rug in that area. Fabrics will help absorb sound that might be background noise when you're having a meeting.
Melissa Phillips from Bella Grove also recommends steering away from having too many personal items on display in the background of a meeting.
We would probably suggest that you maybe stay away from anything too personal. If it's a business situation that you're having the meeting, you don't necessarily want to have, I would say, lots of family photos or anything too political or too personal that some people might get uncomfortable staring at that behind you.
Cheryl Magnuson from Majestic Interior Design believes that the virtual world in which we are currently living in is going to continue to benefit the interior design business.
I think it's actually going to be good because we've been pushed to this world of Zoom and virtual. So and that's going to mean it's easier for us to do long distance condos, for example. We have clients that have condos in Chicago. They move out of state and they want our help from there. So now we're all comfortable with Zoom, and I think it's going to be even more potential for our business.
All three women say individuals should feel comfortable and enjoy where they spend most of their time. For a lot of us right now, that place is in fact our home. I am Olivia Streeter.
For more tips on dressing up your room for Zoom, head to WCBU.org.